oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLAACRRMMLMNOPDRAHAPASWA. That's Sex Workers Anonymous, in case you want to know.
Isn't there also an NWA?
I'm sure there is. National Wrestling Association?
No, wasn't it a rap group?
Yeah, I don't think you want to say the name on the air, though.
I don't know what it stands for, so.
I don't know.
I do.
If well, Mark says he knows what it stands for,
then we don't want to say it on the air.
No. NWA? Me. I know what. Oh. Something with something?
With attitude? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, then I think I figured it out, so let's not go there.
All right. Well, welcome to Recovery 101.
I'm so glad I brought that up.
My name's Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet. So, how was your day today, Shelley?
It was lovely.
Shelley's all manic.
I got to, well, I didn't get to sleep in, but I do have tomorrow off, and I'm sleeping in.
You just said you're manic, and Sarah, like, starts giving me the evil finger.
No, picking on me. That's what she's saying.
Why is that picking on you? I thought it was acknowledging you. Yeah.
Well, the nice thing about my little manics these days are that they're usually on Wednesdays and Sundays, because that's when I have churchy things. And
churchy things.
Doesn't last forever, it's not the same kind of manic. It's not the bipolar manic. It's like I'm in an actually like ecstatically happy manic, so it doesn't crash. I don't crash. I don't get the depression afterwards.
Oh.
But if I'm like truly manic, when I go into my manic, I'm rearranging furniture and crying, and it's bad. Well, first I'm rearranging furniture, then I'm crying.
Why are you rearranging furniture?
Are you compulsively cleaning too?
Not so much cleaning as rearranging stuff.
Okay.
I would when I'd get manic, I'd rearrange cupboards.
So if you get manic and get really,
yeah.
Next time you're manic, give me a buzz, okay? Because my cupboards in my kitchen need to be redone.
I'm not saying I'm gonna clean anything. I'll just buy the paper. Put everything in order.
Yeah.
And I line up my books and stuff.
Oh yeah, don't.
I'm trying to help her.
Don't go and push. Don't go and like push a book in.
Yeah. Should be of service.
Don't go to the bookcase and like push one book in.
Oh, they're all messed up now.
That'll drive her absolutely insane.
I know.
They used to do that. Some other guys in the group, when I first started working over at the library, I was working downstairs.
Uh huh.
They knew that I was like that, mm-hmm. and they would come to the library mm-hmm. on their days off and push in. I would go to work the next morning, and like there'd be one book on each shelf pushed in.
You're off tomorrow?
Yes, I'm off tomorrow.
I'm going to go to the library. I'm going to turn one book upside down.
Library's closed tomorrow. And I don't work downstairs anymore, so I don't...
Okay.
And besides the people that... Never mind, I'm not going to get
into
that.
It was so buggy. I'd leave a message on the voicemail. There's one upside-down book on every stack.
That would have driven me nuts.
Awesome. Wow.
That was pretty good.
Woody Woodpecker. There's a song called the Woody Woodpecker Song, done by the Andrews Sisters and Danny
Sisters.
K. Sisters. Yeah, and Danny K. Go figure.
Cool.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay. Oh, dear.
You ever bring in any of that old news?
Huh?
The really big, huge old news that we talked about earlier today? Did you get anything on that? Shelley didn't even know who it was.
Who?
I still don't know.
Which will now be Al Davis died like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
She's like, who's that?
I'm not a clue.
Like, if you liked football, it'd be big news.
Oh, there was some news today about somebody dying, but I don't know his name, but he was a race car driver.
Yes.
Who's that?
It was a horrible collision. Apparently 15 cars crashed.
NASCAR?
It was a major crash.
Was it NASCAR?
No, it was IndyCar. Hey. It was a guy who won the Indy a couple times.
Oh.
Yeah, a couple of my friends were on the news feed going about, oh, how sad it was. I don't even know the guy. I mean, it is sad.
It's what you watch car racing for.
Crashing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want somebody to die.
Well, that's just part of the intrigue of what you're cheering for.
Yikes.
If you're cheering for crashes, eventually you get a bad enough one that somebody dies.
Wow. Hey,
well, you know what? It's kind of like when I watch those things like fail compilation videos. I have a hard time watching each of the things because, like, when it's like a guy on a skateboard and he's about to, like, hit his nuts on, like, a railing, I don't want to actually see that. I want to see the guys that fall off their skateboards. I want to see them. But the guys that are, like, really getting hurt bad, I don't especially want to see that.
So then why do you watch them?
Well, because there's not that many of those on there. Yeah.
Shelley, do the news.
Okay. Let's see. The usual suspects are being shouted out to at this moment. The Rat Pack.
The
We changed that last.
No,
you weren't here.
No. So you... No. Wrong. Shout out. Robert,
the Rat Pack.
The Rat Pack.
That's what we're calling you guys now. The Rat Pack.
Yep. It's our show.
Sarah's up in arms.
You know what?
She misses one show.
You know what? She's okay being called the Peanut Gallery, but call her the Rat Pack. That's out of here. Even though the Rat Pack's like way cooler than the Peanut Gallery.
All right, all right. Sarah, Fran.
We'll just leave a little cheese in the Peanut Gallery.
Sarah, Fran, Robert. Bill didn't send me. Well, maybe Bill did. I didn't actually check the Google. I got too much mail from other sources, so I didn't check the Google
today. She doesn't check all the sources.
That's the end of the boozy news.
So anyway, according to the Delaware State Police, a 40-year-old Delaware man was arrested because his alleged attempt, they call it an alleged attempt, which cracks me up, to rob a bank was thwarted because the bank teller couldn't read his handwriting on the demand note.
Perfect.
So while she's pushing
Kids,
the hot
that's
button.
That's why you should go to school.
Yeah, while she's pushing the hotline button or whatever, she asked him to, she handed it back to him and asked him to rewrite it so he could understand it, which kept him standing there long enough that by the time he ran out of the bank, the cops were there. Yeah.
Perfect. Stupid criminal.
You know the banks now, they all have that glass that they've all put up?
Yeah.
Isn't it like the cone of silence from Get Smart?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now they can't hear you and you can't hear them.
Yeah.
And the worst part is you're supposed to, the way the little window thingies are set up, theoretically.
Yeah.
The physics are supposed to be such that you can hear each other clearly.
Yeah, the cone of silence was that way too.
Yeah, I always find myself with my mouth down around the little opening where they stick the money through.
My Wells Fargo's not really like that. I don't have any problem hearing the people in there. The one that's right here and the one that's over by the...
Yeah, but you have the special teller.
I have the special teller?
The special one.
Yes. The business teller?
Yes.
The one with the hockey helmet?
Not when I met... Yeah. The one that comes in a little yellow bus to work? No, I mean, when I go to the one at the Wells Fargo inside the store, it's the same teller
as everybody
gets.
Do you have an insect in your drink?
I have a bug in here.
Is it doing the backstroke or the breaststroke?
I have a bug in my Gatorade. I don't know how I'm going to get it out.
Just take a big swallow. It'll be out.
All right. Anyway, we have a story and an update here. Fran sent this in. She actually sent the story in early this morning. I picked it up, and then I was checking something on Facebook a few minutes ago, and she sent me an update, so I'm glad I checked. A waitress in Seattle posted a picture of the credit card slip of the tip that she received from a patron.
Did it have the card number on it?
Not on the picture. Oh. She only posted the part where his total and what he put for the tip was and where he signed.
Okay.
So there was no actual credit card information or anything. He gave her zero for the tip and then wrote on the bottom of the slip, "You could stand to lose a few pounds."
Ooh, there's a tip.
That's a tip.
Yeah, so she was a little cheesed off, so she posted it on Facebook.
Is he suing her?
No.
Is she getting fired?
It has gone viral. Oh. It ended up in the Seattle Weekly newspaper. All kinds of people are saying what a craphead this guy is. She, you know, knowing what the guy looks like, she went onto the internet and found a picture of the guy, and it had his name, Andrew Meyer, and she posted it along with the thing on her Facebook page. But it turned out that, she kind of needs glasses a little bit, and the guy in the picture that she posted looked enough like the guy that she served at the restaurant, but it turns out the guy whose picture she posted was an Andrew Meyer from Texas, not Seattle.
Oops.
So the guy, and this is the update part, the Andrew Meyer from Texas doesn't want the world thinking that Andrew Myers are a pile of crap.
It's too late.
So he sent her the tip. He sent it, 100% tip.
Okay.
I don't know. I think
okay.
You know what? You know what I think is funny? He didn't tip me. Really? My big question is,
why
didn't he tip you? Everyone's making it like, oh, she's the the guy obviously is a guy that would normally tip because it's like people that leave you a quarter, so you know they didn't forget.
Yeah.
You know, so
well, a penny
tips,
is
so my question is, why was her service so bad he didn't want to tip? But of course that doesn't come up in this story at all. It's like, what a schlub this guy
a
is.
A penny is the proper tip for horrible service.
Is it?
Because that tells them you left them a tip.
Okay, so if he was ticked off enough that her service was bad or whatever, he didn't need to write the thing about you could stand to lose a few pounds.
You're right.
That was really crappy.
Yeah, he should have just got her fired.
You guys are poops.
That's what I would have done. If I had crappy service, I'd go to the manager of the restaurant and go, you know what, she sucks.
And here, this is on you.
Yeah.
Okay, in Greensboro.
Give me the tip.
In Greensboro, it's either South Carolina or North Carolina. I forget which.
One of the Carolinas.
North. North.
Okay. Drunk guy.
Greater Greensboro
always
or Lesser
good.
Greensboro?
What?
Greater Greensboro or Lesser Greensboro?
It just says Greensboro.
Okay.
He's a drunk guy, so it's probably Lesser Greensboro.
Drunk guy goes to the bank. Okay. He's ticked off. So he...
Did someone not tip him?
Some guy hands him a note.
No, he's ticked off. He is now on charge. He's up on charges of assaulting three women at the bank by striking the window that they were... the drive-through window that they were sitting behind their tellers. Now...
He hit
really?
The window?
Yeah, he hit the window.
And he got booked for assault
yes.
of the women?
Yes.
So he hit the bulletproof, bomb-proof window?
Yes.
And the women are claiming he assaulted them?
Yes. And he's actually in jail.
He shouldn't be in trouble for something, but assault is probably not the thing.
He's in jail in the Guilford County Jail under $10,000 bond.
Attempted destruction of property, maybe, even
yeah,
though you
vandalism.
Can't destroy it. Yeah, but assault, folks, let's lighten up just a tad.
Well, and he didn't even get drunk in public, which is what he was.
Well, and it's you've got a bulletproof window with like 4 inches of plexiglass, and this guy goes to hit it. You're going to say, oh, he's attacking me.
Okay.
They're probably sitting in there laughing at
and
the
And you know
guy.
What? They're bank tellers, so chances are they did something to piss him off.
Possibly.
They could be waitresses next.
But the really humorous part of this whole story is really not the story at all.
Okay.
The humorous part for me is, and I'm going to actually read what the reporter wrote, and this is why every time I read the news on the internet, I have a blue pencil in my hand.
You make corrections on the screen?
Well, no.
No wonder we can't read anything on the computer.
I should.
Yeah.
Police arrested a man Wednesday on charges of assaulting three women by striking the bank drive-through window they sat behind with a golf club.
Okay, the golf club becomes an interesting little side note.
What I want to know is, what was he using to strike the window? Because obviously, according to this reporter, the women had a golf club, and why didn't they hit him back?
Yes, read it again so the people at home can hear it, because there's people at home going, what?
What? Police arrested a man Wednesday on charges of assaulting three women by striking the bank drive-through window they sat behind with a golf club.
Ah. Got it.
Yeah.
Sarah's over here looking sort of like I am. I can see that being okay either way.
For sale, piano by the woman with mahogany legs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Or my personal favorite, I've seen this a million times now on Facebook, but it's a website called Punctuation Saves Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because it says, on the one side of the screen, it says, let's eat, comma, grandma. And on the other side of the
let's
screen, it
grandma.
Says, let's eat grandma. Grandma. Yeah.
Yeah. Look up
that.
Ahead in the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try messing around with the punctuation there. Look ahead in the road.
Okay. In Yatala, Australia, which is in Northwest Territory. Their hard partying culture now has a softer side. Many of the pubs and bars in this part of Australia have decided they are tired of people injuring themselves when they go out and party and get drunk by falling over and hitting themselves on the floor, the curb, or whatever. So they're replacing the sidewalks and most of the floors in the bars and the walkways with rubber.
With that stuff they put in city parks.
Yes, the stuff
That's
they put
awesome.
In the kids' playgrounds.
Dude. You know what? All alcoholics should live there. That's an awesome idea.
Now, the Yatala's city councilor, whatever it is that they call him, authorities,
they
says
be
here,
a bunch of drunks
said
that,
that this doesn't solve the problem, the crisis that they're having with having so many people, drunk people all the time, but it will
help the medical system?
Yes, it will slow down the number of injuries.
They're misidentifying the crisis. The crisis is not getting drunk. The crisis is falling down.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's pretty good. It's, you know,
public service.
Impact minimization.
Wow.
What time are you? Okay. In Bakersfield, California.
The
and
streets of Bakersfield.
I just want to say now that I know for a fact that you can't find this video online unless you look really hard, which I did not. But if you want to go and try and find it, please let me know what the URL is because I'd really like to watch it. FAA officials are investigating a skydiving sex stunt involving two skydiving company employees who videotaped themselves during a tandem jump.
Is the tape available online?
It was briefly.
No, that means it still
then
is.
It is.
Somebody's
I've
got
looked,
it
and I and all the sites I went to said this has, thing has been removed for whatever reason. What happened was they decided they wanted to do the Mile High Club thing in a new and interesting way. So
that's a new and interesting way.
They started having sex while they were still on the plane, just about to jump out, and then they kind of rolled out of the plane and finished having sex while they were in the air. And they had the little
awesome.
They had the little cam thingy, you know, the on the helmet thingy going. So they videotaped it. And then he has the guy that did the stunt. He has a age restricted blog. In other words, you have to be a certain age in order to read his blog. Well, one of the students, a young student at this flight school or whatever, hacked into his blog, stole the sex tape, and started distributing it to his friends. You know, sending it to his friends and stuff.
Oh, then I guarantee it's all over the place.
So the group of his school discovered what was going on and called the skydiving company and got him in trouble. Now, they will not be arrested for anything because apparently having sex when no one else can see you in the middle of the air is not against the law.
I don't see why it would be.
There are no laws against having sex.
And you know,
in the middle
I was just
air.
Thinking about it. If their chute didn't open, what a way to go.
Well, what I was thinking about,
True.
is what about when they get done and they're both still naked and they're plummeting at 180 miles an hour? That's a lot of ball slapping going on right there. That cannot feel good.
I don't
good.
Think they were naked because you can see it when you, if you look it up online,
well, part of them was.
There are pictures, yeah. There are still shots from the video that are posted, but they're like fuzzed out. But you can see that they're wearing like tops and stuff. I think that they like modified their clothing or something.
Still. It's a lot of ball slapping going on there, 180 miles an hour.
There's a zipper issue.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, crap. We're over time.
We always are.
I don't want to go into that story now. That's too long. And not that one. And
she's got 19 pages
of
stories.
Well, in Cary, Illinois, authorities executing a search warrant at a suburban
home.
Did they kill it?
They killed a search warrant?
Yeah, that's true. You can execute and execute. It means two different things. Last week found a marijuana growing operation, processed drugs, and the 5-foot-long alligator that they were using to guard their stash with.
That's a good idea.
Best part of the story, the alligator's name is Snowflake.
This is this story been around a while.
And it was dated.
Just repeatedly.
No, you're talking about the story, where there were three alligators and it was a place in the woods.
Oh, okay.
We did that one a few months ago.
I was going to say, because, yeah, there's been alligators guarding
stuff. You know
what
the cool
before.
Thing about an alligator guarding your pot? When the plants mature and decide to ship them, you can make a suitcase.
Awesome.
That's sad.
Peta, that's for you.
And that's the end of the Boozy News. And now, while you guys are enjoying a moment of silence, I'm going to go get the bug out of my Gatorade.
A big drink will take care of it.
Ew. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men.
New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
Yeah.
We're back. Yeah.
Here we are.
And that bug died extremely well hydrated.
Okay. Shelly, what shall we talk about today?
Yeah.
I've forgotten.
It was your topic.
I know,
your
it was topic. My idea. Oh, negative impressions or perspectives on 12-step programs. In other words, us seen from the outside.
Or inside.
Or inside. Mark wants to do inside really bad.
Okay. Like, as in how, Shelly?
Well, like, if
Kick
you go
off,
to...
Kick us off, would you?
If you go to, and I have gone to, YouTube, and you type in Alcoholics Anonymous...
Uh-huh.
You'll get a fair few... You know, videos about this step or so-and-so's story or Bruce's dumpster story or whatever.
Sweet.
But you get a ton of links. And specifically, there's one guy and his nickname is Cheeseburger something or other. I've forgotten his whole name. Tearing apart.
Iken has Cheeseburger?
No. It's Cheeseburger Mac or Cheeseburger King or Cheeseburger Dude or something like that. Tearing apart.
Cheeseburger Douche.
Maybe he should go to CBA.
Cheeseburger Anonymous.
Cheeseburger Anonymous.
He basically tears apart... Whoops. Breaking my glasses. He basically tears apart 12-step programs in their entirety, and he specifically goes after AA.
Perfect.
And there's a lot of that on the internet.
Perfect.
Think these are guys that weren't able to stay sober?
Maybe. There's also something called the Orange Papers, which you can read online, published by... Some guy who's, he has his handle, but most people call him
Some
Anonymous.
Some guy had a massive dose of sun in with no sun.
No, I'm not sure why he calls them the Orange Papers, but it, basically he went through the big book and picked out all the phrases he didn't like and then ripped them apart.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't wait to read that.
But a lot of people use that as though, because it's called the Orange Papers, a lot of people use that as though that's evidence of all of the wrongdoing in 12-step programs.
It is.
This one guy and his opinion?
Absolutely.
According to him, it is.
So what do you think, Mark?
Fine. It doesn't work for everybody. It doesn't work for almost everybody.
Yeah, it only works for some people.
Yeah.
About the same amount as every other program works for people.
12-step programs aren't necessarily right, but they're right for me. And I really don't care if everybody else lives or dies. I'm pretty partial to the fact that I do.
Yeah, I'm living. That's good enough.
It works.
Yeah. I like the thing of, you know, people that try and stay sober with no program at all have about the same amount of chance of staying sober as people that are in a program.
They do.
And the program, whether it's secular or spiritually based or Celebrate Recovery or NA or AA or CA, all have about the same 5%.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what can you say?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, if you take those 100 people, just split them up into a bunch of meetings, they probably could all stay sober. They'd go through ones until that one didn't work, and then they'd finally find the one that they could finally stay sober in?
I don't know.
They'd only be in that 5%?
Of course, my question about meetings is, how much longer will they be able to close meetings with the Lord's Prayer?
Probably not for very much longer.
Because, you know, a judge sends you to the meeting with a court card. That would be state. Lord's Prayer would be church. If you're made to go there by a judge, and they recite the Lord's Prayer at the end? Isn't there an issue
with
separation?
But you're not required to participate.
Yeah, you're not required. There was. I looked that up.
It's just like having prayer in school. But you're not required. You can go outside if you want.
That's right, except for the fact that they now amended that because they say that by having to make the decision whether to participate or not, you're being singled out. So therefore, you can't even put it there as an offer.
But that same thing is open to everyone in the room. So how does it single you out?
Because if everybody else is going to say it and you're not, you're being singled out for having to make that decision.
What if you're not the only guy?
And you could be ridiculed.
What if
it's our country, okay?
What if four people go outside?
It's our country. Yeah, Shelley?
I had to raise my hand there. Actually, this topic of conversation came up in one of my groups not too long ago, and I did look it up.
Uh-huh.
There have been a couple of recent cases where people have said, you can't send me there because that's a violation of separation of church and state because...
They say, great, go to jail.
And the judge in both of those cases decided in favor of sending the person to the 12-step program anyway because they don't have to participate in the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
There was one case where some guy won, mm-hmm. but that was like in the 80s.
So did they send him to jail?
I was going to say...
I don't know. Because I was reading
on him. Bruce's comment's perfect. Yeah. You don't have to do the 12-step program.
You don't have to go to that thing for separation of church and state. I'll tell you what.
You get 180 days in county.
Yeah, go sit in jail.
I don't know because
days.
What the thing I was looking at was a list of cases relating to that and the specific outcome of the decision, what the guy got.
Anyway, I took us off topic. I apologize.
I think most people given the choice of 180 days in jail or even saying the prayer, most people go for the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to spend the next 180 days with mm-hmm. some... giant guy named Tiny in my cell with me. Awesome.
Yeah.
So how about I got to mention Penn and Teller. Now Penn and Teller, who I really like, you know, they do a lot of the magic stuff. You're familiar with them, Shelley? You're familiar with them,
vaguely.
Mark?
I've never watched their show.
They have like this seeming hard on for like AA and AOACA. They talk about 12-step fellowships. I was just watching a clip from a thing where they said, and these guys claim it's good for everybody and everything. And I'm like, wow. I mean, I've been going to meetings for 20. I've never heard one person say it's good for everybody, for everything, for every instance, and it works all the time. Matter of fact, usually what I hear is 95% of the people don't make it.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not what I hear. I hear a lot of people sharing about how they think everybody should be in the program.
I think that everyone could get it if they did everything the right way. But, you know, the way we are, most people don't, you know, it's like the whole leave early, come late,
I think
get a sponsor, don't work the steps.
From our perspective, and from my perspective, just speaking for myself, I think the 12 steps would be valuable for everyone.
Yeah.
But stepping back and taking a look at it, I'm not sure that most people don't live their life with that, with the mentality of what we have to learn in the 12 steps already ingrained in them. And that's why they don't have the problems we have.
Yeah, you hear normal people, they kind of already, they do something to someone, they call them up right away and go, I apologize for that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Like, why would you do that? Why are you apologizing?
Yeah, you know.
How about inside the program? How about programs teeing off on other programs?
Like you've done?
On who? Who have I teed off on?
Am I allowed to give an example?
Well, you must.
Well, because it happened in a meeting.
What'd you do, Bruce?
Did I mention what'd
Bruce
NA?
Do?
Yep.
Because I've been to more NA than you guys combined. You know why? Because NA is a fine, fine program. But I have said, I've said things about NA. I've said, you know what, when I went to NA, that I thought I walked into a biker convention, that's one thing, and they didn't look any different than they did when they were getting loaded. But that's certainly not every meeting in every place. Okay, go ahead, Shelly.
It was just the other night.
What did he say?
We were doing a reading from another fellowship's book, and they were discussing...
Was this on a Tuesday night or Thursday night?
Thursday.
Okay, I know which one it
is. They were discussing the origins of that particular 12-step program and talking about how the other 12-step programs got on board and were really pro them. And you, in your share, said, oh, no, they weren't. And you basically went off on the other program.
No. Let me clarify. In the reading we read was talking about CA and how at first the other programs were like not so hip on them, but then now everything's been worked out. And I would said my experience is, especially from Impact House, which is run by nothing but NA guys, They didn't even recognize CA as a group. To this day, you can't go and have your card signed as a meeting card from Impact out on pass at a CA meeting. Because the and I don't even necessarily disagree with the reason why. The reason why is if you go to NA, they're going to say, we have a narcotics program. You know, my thing has always been, and I don't get me wrong, I love me some CA, but I've always wondered, you know, you got this cocaine program came out of the Narcotics Anonymous program, really. I mean, everyone that was bitching about, well, no, listen, everybody that was bitching about the fact that there wasn't a drug program, so they were in AA, why were they there? Why weren't they already in Narcotics Anonymous? I mean, the thing came out of AA, but why? There was already a drug program.
Bruce, why is every fellowship, every meeting, every group of people created?
Resentment.
Yes. That's why.
Yeah, but they got a resentment at an AA meeting because they didn't want to talk about cocaine.
And they didn't want to go
when
hang out.
When they could have gone to Narcotics
Anonymous.
They
didn't
want to
go hang out with a bunch of dirty, smelly bikers who did nothing but slam.
But not everyone's dirty, smelly bikers that wanted to slam.
I'm talking perception.
Well,
not fact.
I'm saying that was not the
See,
tenor.
I'm going to have to go to bat for NA here.
That was not the tenor of what you shared. It sounded in the meeting like you were bashing the other fellowship.
No, that's why I gave you the hairy eyeball when you were sharing it. I looked over at you like,
what?
I was bashing the thing in the CA book that said everything was all cool now because I'm like, I don't think it was ever
okay, but
cool.
That's not how you came off.
Oh, well, I'll go back to that meeting and share about it again.
Here's the thing. If it's not cool with you, it's your problem. So if it's not cool with NA that there's a CA, it's their problem.
True.
They can deal with it, and you know what? I don't care.
That's true. But we're talking about perceptions of other fellowships about other fellowships.
Yeah.
So for the purpose of this topic, we have to care a little bit or we wouldn't be talking about it.
My perception about NA is that if somebody walks in and they have a desire to quit using, and they share about anything on a topic of their sobriety, they should be able to share.
But you can't say sobriety.
There's my issue.
Yeah, you should be able to. Just like you know what, my opinion, you should be able to say clean in an AA meeting, but people don't do it because of the singleness of purpose. But NA doesn't survive because of singleness of purpose. NA says you can't do anything. CA says you can't do anything. I'm pretty sure that HA and Pills Anonymous and all those are pretty much the whole anything from the neck up is no good. So if you're not going with the singleness of purpose, you should be able to say sober because they are including alcohol in that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Shelley?
About what?
You have no opinion?
About what?
On what we're talking about?
I agree.
With who? On what?
With me, of course.
I don't think that everybody should get so head up about
Actually, we're not really disagreeing.
I don't think anybody should get all head up about whether or not you're clean or sober as long as you are both.
What about this?
What?
Because this has just cracked me up recently.
What?
Something that's relatively new that one of our friends turned us on to.
What?
Well, think about this. Think if you're Narcotics Anonymous. And you might feel a little slighted at sometimes that cocaine people have decided they don't want to go to your meeting or even they're doing a narcotic and Pills Anonymous, these people aren't really. Now, you know, because everyone's like, you know, it's a bunch of heroin junkies left over. Now all of a sudden, Shelly is looking at me strangely.
Hold on. Now all of a sudden, hold your thought.
No, go ahead and share your thought while she's doing her
spider dangling off your glasses.
Oh, perfect.
While she's doing her monkey out of your hair, picking the lice out.
I'm telling him. Yeah, but you didn't stick it in your mouth. No, but think about this. So everyone's kind of been like, oh, you know, Narcotics Anonymous, there's a heroin, a bunch of junkies. Now there's Heroin Anonymous. And you got to start wondering, who's going to be left in NA? There's Crystal Meth Anonymous. I mean, it's like everyone has, like, flung the coop.
You know who's going to be left in NA? The people that NA works for.
Exactly.
You know who's going to be in HA? The people that it works for.
HA works for.
And why am I going to be in CA? It works for me.
That's true. Actually, I found all three of them to work fairly well for me at different times. I mean, when I first got sober, I did exclusively AA and NA. That's all I did because all the places I was going to. Of course, you remember back then, 1983, 84, CA was like brand new.
Brand new.
And they're like, and at that time, everyone's like, what the F is with CA? First of all, there's no time in it. You know, and which I think was one of the big problems they had with it originally is nobody had any time. You know, and guys at Impact are like, A, there's no one with any time in CA.
Yeah.
There's nobody, you know, we already have a drug program. Why are they going over there?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, being awful protective of their turf.
Well, you would think.
I think that's an issue.
Somebody in one of my groups called me a whore once because we were talking about.
Wow.
Just stay with me.
In the bedroom and a chef
no.
in the kitchen.
You're going to stay with her even though she's a whore.
Yeah.
No, just wait for it.
We've done
he
many
called
of the
me
same
a whore because we were talking about the fact that there are various programs. And I said, and I posted back, yeah, I've probably been to most of them. And I go to a couple of them, you know, regularly. And he called me a whore. And he said that I wasn't going to be able to stay sober that way because I had to make a decision.
Really?
I did. I made a decision to stay clean and sober.
Yeah, tell him your husband's more of a whore than you are, because I've been to way more, you know, of all, at least of the three drug fellowships, and I've been to Crystal Meth Anonymous and all. You know what? It's been working for me for a long time. By the time this show goes up,
yes,
I will almost maybe even have taken a cake. I don't even know. It'll be close, because we got about 8 in the can right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure Shelly edited a show today, though, to put up.
Yes, I did.
Oh, sweet. Sarah's over here, like, doing the happy dance. So, Shelly.
What?
What would your final words on the subject be?
Since
we're just zipping through time here, I didn't look over. It's been a while.
If I go back to the original topic, which was negative perceptions of 12-step programs, because people I've noticed, in particular on the online community, get quite enraged by these people that take shots at people in 12-step programs. And I don't really get it because I've watched some of the videos and read some of the stuff that people say when they're vilifying 12-step programs, and most of it makes me laugh. I would say just don't get your panties in a bunch. The whole point is, you know, we're not affiliated with anything. We have no opinion on outside issues. So let it go.
Sweet. Mark.
What?
When you have the, what are your final words?
That if you have a problem with drugs or alcohol, the program won't work for you until it does.
There you go. My final words on the subject are most of the stuff that I've seen, like what Shelley's talking about on YouTube, have almost exclusively, and probably not in every... But they always seem to go after the what they quote as the religious factor. Many,
yeah,
many of the ones I've seen is like, I don't want to have God shoved down my throat. And you know what? I can see that point. Mm-hmm. You know what? I've talked about on the show. There used to be our buddy Ill the sick one. Mm-hmm. He was a dead, straight-out atheist.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he was able to stay sober for – he's got more time than I do. And he was able to stay sober for a long, long time. And interestingly enough, he eventually came around to a God consciousness because you hear him share now and he's like all, he's got daisies coming out of his ass.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather have God shoved down my throat than a gun shoved down my throat.
Yes. That reminds me of a video I saw, but I can't talk about it on the air.
No.
Shelly.
What?
It was a trick.
What? Out of all the things you got shoved down your throat?
No.
God was the best of the
it
bunch.
Was a, I can't say.
Okay.
Shelly.
What?
She's asked you what twice.
Shelly.
Bite me.
See? See, the mania is gone now.
The love, tolerance, and compassion has fled the building.
What would you like to talk about now?
Well, it's the end of the show.
Yeah, so pick something
somebody
to talk about.
Okay, there's intherooms.com.
.com.
Which is an online web website. Well, of course, an online website because it's on the web. Crap.
It's an offline website.
That was redundant. I'm the captain of the redundancy department.
Captain Obvious.
Yes.
In
where
the
was
rooms.
I? Oh, thank you. It's an online recovery community where you can put up a profile, go to some chats and meetings, meet people in the A of your choice. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 while you surf the site, and it's all
free. That's us.
Awesome. Mark, who are our friends back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
The city of bromance.
Bromosexual.
That's it. That would be a 12-step Gazette.
We joke about that.
We do.
Our Rainbow Coalition friends, because don't sweat it.
You know, it's really funny when you don't point things out.
People get it.
Yeah. When you do point them out, it sounds like you have an issue with it.
Yeah, but I don't.
You want to talk about it a little more?
I could talk about all you want.
Or should I talk about the 12-Step Gazette?
I think you should talk about the 12-Step Gazette.
You can go to our site, recovery101.net, go down to the banner that says 12-Step Gazette, and click on it to take you directly to his site. It's a great publication. You can read it online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription and get it sent to you via the Postal Service as long as they're still working.
Yes.
And if you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce, and he'll give you all the information you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Awesome. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com and recovery101radio@gmail.com. And if you'd like to join the crack staff, I've been trying to talk Sarah into this, the crack staff,
do some
the crack advertising staff, recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to advertise, you can contact us any damn way you please. And we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Yeah, we don't.
No.
Shelly, who's leading out music by? Wow, she's it's like a deer in the headlights.
I know, I wasn't thinking about it. I don't know.
Wow.
Okay, Sean Van Domelen.
Sean Van Domelen. All right. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
You are beautiful.